Yeah, so don't get comfortable.
Jeez.
Don't get comfortable.
As Karen said, as opposed to a standing committee.
Absolutely. No.
Agreed.
Thank you, Karen.
Somehow, again, I don't think you have to suggest.
Let's see if I can get through item 11.
Limited meetings.
Item 11, report from Audit Committee Chair on the February 27th Audit Committee meeting. Mr. Chairman.
We had a robust Audit Committee meeting. And Brown Armstrong reported at length on their field plan and where they were in the process of conducting this year's audit. We will have a presentation, I think it's in our June 26th meeting, back to the committee on the results of the audit. We discussed it some length during the meeting, whether or not to go down the path of considering whether or not to either hire an internal auditor or outsource that function. We'll get there, I would say, this year, on what direction we take. That's a fairly common process for those of you in the world of audits. That is now a fairly common CPA firm service to serve not as the auditor, but as the internal auditor. They do different things. As contrasted to organizations, typically larger organizations that will have an internal audit department. Very important who they report to and what the outline of their duties are, but we will get to that point here. And we will have a review of our external auditor done by our audit committee. We will get a evaluation form that each of the committee will complete on it, which will be reported on to the board. I think that basically covers our meeting. Are there any questions?
Question structural setting, is an independent auditor, whether outsourced or in-house, for an organization like this, does that function report directly to the board as opposed to the CEO? In other words, is there something about how that's structured that makes it independent?
Typically, I think it'd be the audit committee as contrasted to the board, obviously indirectly as the board, but yes. I mean, that really becomes the key, I think, in how you structure these, that if the CEO oversees the individual, obviously the individual has a very strong conflict, if you will, in not being critical of his or her boss. So normally there is a reporting. Sometimes it's dual, at least in my experience. I'd be careful on stating this as though it's a fact everywhere, but sometimes you'll see a two dotted line, sometimes you'll see two straight lines. I'm one of those that likes only one straight line. I guess this comes out of, for all of us who were in the military at one point, the idea that you've got more than one straight line is not the concept of a structural tree that you want to see, organizational chart that you want to see.
Okay. But that's helpful. Thank you.
And I've seen it both ways, maybe a dotted line to one entity and straight line to another, or vice versa. There's different constructs.
Yeah, and in the public arena, I mean, we have an independently elected auditor in
right.
The county, and some of the agencies that I deal with in my other life have independent audit functions, like an inspector general kind of an audit department that is independent of the management structure and reports directly to an elected board. It just seems like there's a lot of variations in the theme. That's why I was asking as to what the thought was.
The challenge is to not, for those of you who follow this particular case, The president of the University of California, Janet Napolitano, decided to jump in when the state auditor elected to send to each of the university chancellors a questionnaire on how well they were being served by her mentorship group, and she decided that they couldn't possibly do that without some input from her first.
Of course not.
More than input, she was
a popular topic in these schools and other places.
Needless to say, this is a case study in how it shouldn't work.
Exactly.
And not alluding to any sort of situation that would occur here.
Absolutely
no,
not.
Noted.
Anything else for John? Or did you have anything else?
That's everything I had to say.